The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, my head is, this damn sinus headache is kicking my ass today. I'm not lying.
You took a BC and it didn't even work?
Yeah, it didn't help at all.
Ooh.
It didn't help at all.
You need to go to the doctor.
You need to go to the hospital.
I need to go take a nap.
Well, they got stuff to talk about all over the news today for the whole day. Tom Brady retired again. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
So yeah, what?
There you go.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? Tom Brady retired. Losing ass.
Losing ass.
Goes out a loser. Lost the last one. Could have retired a hero, but instead decided to be a loser.
Yeah, you're only as good as your last game.
That's right.
That's true.
So he never amounted to anything in the NFL. Somebody said Terry Bradshaw was coming out of retirement.
Hell yeah, I'd vote for that.
He should retire.
Here's not that I want to get into a whole thing about it, because that's not what we do, but this, I find this to be fascinating. Tom Brady's 23-year career, 7-time Super Bowl champion, more than any other franchise, period. 5-time Super Bowl MVP, 3-time league MVP, first all-time in regular season passing yards, first all-time in regular season touchdowns, first all-time in playoff passing yards, and first all-time in playoff touchdowns.
Yeah, he was good.
That's unbelievable.
Tommy B.
Yeah, some people say he was good. But we just went through all of this. And it seems like they go through all of that every day that Tom Brady is alive. Yeah. If he does retire, you need to know that he's a 10-time Hall of Fame pooper.
Yep.
He poops footballs.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's incredible. He's the GOAT.
But he dumb. Because he should have retired when he won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay.
Well, yeah, could have.
He should have retired then. But you know what? He's out there chasing tail. No, I'm kidding.
That, I know it's hard, but that is an epic way to go out on top. Super Bowl, like Peyton Manning went out Super Bowl champ.
Mm-hmm.
That's and a no, cool no, way to just, go out. You know?
And that Peyton Manning has just gone off into the distance, never to be heard from again.
Yep.
Just took his place in history.
Yeah.
He out here hosting game shows and every damn thing else.
Every bell, people love Peyton commercials.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think it's that weird.
What?
I don't think it's weird to not, you know, go out on top. See, if it feels like
so.
Oh no, it's I don't think it's weird
at all.
Make
the money, make a little bit more money. Well, leave the wife. I think that was probably smart.
And especially when you're, say, you're Tom Brady, and you've accomplished all this stuff, and you win the Super Bowl, and yet you were the difference. Peyton Manning won his last game, the Super Bowl, and retired. But Peyton Manning knew he wasn't Peyton Manning. He wasn't playing as well. He had the neck issue. Yeah. They relied on the running game a lot more. When you're Tom Brady just had the best statistical year of his career and won the Super Bowl, it's really easy to think, you know what, I'm going to come back and do this one more time.
For once, I agree with you, Skip.
Come on, Skip. I'll let you finish.
There is a YouTuber who has been found dead and naked from the waist down in his apartment. In Thailand, I think. They called him the penis enlargement YouTuber.
What?
Because he talked about all the time about how he had a penis enlargement. His friends were trying to reach him and they couldn't. He's better known as, his real name is Laith Abdullah Algaz, better known as Leo Lex.
Oh.
His friends were trying to get in touch with him. They couldn't get him, and I guess they had, did a welfare check with the Thai police. Found him lying face down, blood leaking from his mouth and nose, and a bruise on his left eye. Naked from the waist down, wearing nothing but a black T-shirt. And let's see, they discovered anxiety tablets, sleeping pills, steroids, cannabis, and antidepressants. But the way they made it sound in the headline was, well, it says, penis enlargement YouTuber found dead, naked from the waist down in apartment. Yeah. Like that he had just been loving himself to death. Yeah. That he just couldn't stop because he had enlarged himself and then just couldn't stop going to town.
Using that pump.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like ruptured his blood, you know. Ruptured whatever that makes you die.
They said blood was coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I wonder if he did actually have a procedure to get it in, you know, or did he just use one of those pumps?
I don't know. Didn't say that.
Because that's not permanent.
He lived alone in this room. He didn't have many visitors, obviously. Doesn't say when, and I don't know, I wasn't a follower of his to see how the procedure was done, but evidently he talked about it all the time.
Like and subscribe.
It's his brand.
His brand is the penis enlargement YouTuber.
Oh, his legacy. And he's a white guy?
No, I think he's of Arab descent, oh. I think.
Okay.
Maybe Israeli, I'm not sure.
Living in Thailand?
Yeah. He's from Colorado. Yeah, I mean, if your name's Laith Abdullah Algaz.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I'm not okay. Thinking that's, he's not from the hills of Virginia.
Here's,
yeah. Originally.
Question. Alexis, if you were to hear that a guy had some type of an enlargement down there, whether through surgery or some other, does that make you any more interested in him?
Not any more, any less. Think, but like, I want to see what that looked like.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like that. If that would be more enticing, or you'd be thinking that's the fact that you did that is weird. I would not have any interest in.
No,
that.
I'd definitely be curious.
It probably looked like a clown's balloon before he shapes it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he have to? Stretch it before he blows it up?
Gross.
You know how they do that?
Yeah. Is that what you want to be? What if he's known as like the penis enlargement guy? That
might he is. That's what
yeah, that, yeah. That's what I'm saying. For Alexis, you're dating a guy and he's known as like some weird thing he does with his penis. Be kind of weird.
We had a clown in the studio one time. He made a balloon animal, and when he went to hand it to me, it had a pube on it.
A clowny pew.
One of the crazy crazy events of my radio world.
That's so nasty.
It's hard enough making a clown work on the radio to begin with, but then when you throw that in there.
Yeah, we were forced to put the clown on. Yeah. The boss wanted the clown on. You know, that was back before we had YouTube and all that, so yeah. Sight gags didn't work. So what the hell is a clown gonna do on a radio show?
How did you react? You notice it immediately?
Yeah, and he put in, and because, you know, when the balloon, the static electricity in the balloon, and then it was just standing up there like, hello. You remember that one that was in here on the turlet that day, Riggins? Mm-hmm. It looked like it had been there, you know, just chilling on the beach. It had sunglasses and shit on. It was like.
DJ said the pube looked like it was bungee jumping.
Yeah, that was
on the toilet seat. And I went in there, it was like so long. Ugh. Looked like an HDMI cable. It was like huge. So gross.
But he just held the balloon out there. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then I didn't take it. That way he just sat it down on the on the counter, and I just couldn't stop looking at it. Because, I mean, it looked like he had inflated it. I mean, that was, yeah. It was, what are you doing? Can't you see that?
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh, how disgusting. You can just put it right there.
Because you never think about a clown's private area. You shouldn't. And it may not have been his. You know, who knows? It could have been the person from the balloon factory. Yeah, I knew it wasn't mine.
That's from the factory.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been, you know, when they packaged the balloons, it could have been on it.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm hoping he, you know, that never happened to when he's making the balloons for kids. That'd be bad business.
Yeah. What was the balloon animal he made?
Do you say remember? A poodle.
A poodle with a pube on it?
Yeah. Pube poodle.
A pube poodle.
What would y'all do?
But the same thing. Don't acknowledge it.
I would look at Riggins.
Yeah, maybe I would have grabbed the balloon at the bottom or different, but just kind of laid it down.
Like, and just shake it a little bit so it fall off.
Yeah. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that.
Mm-mm.
Clowny pubes.
I mean, it was, I mean, bright orange.
Oh, God.
No, it was.
Oh, God, thank God. Oh, my God. His hair. Yeah. Holy cow. That's so bad.
I know. Live radio, too.
Yeah.
God, it would have been so much better if we could have just played it out. It would have been, that thing's got a pube.
Yeah. They would have freaked out. Was there some sort of partnership with the clown and bot? Yeah.
It was a famous clown.
Oh, not the most famous clown, I hope.
It wasn't Bozo.
Yeah, okay, good.
Is Bozo a more famous clown than John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah.
Ooh, good question.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Bozo's known in lots of different countries.
Okay, good.
I think.
Good.
Because David Arquette now owns Bozo. He bought Bozo.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ever notice, though, sometimes you can see one pube way better than you can see a patch?
Yeah.
Because one is going to be just like,
hello.
One demands to be seen.
Yeah, right.
It's on like display. You're going to pay attention to me.
I'm over here. Ugh.
So gross.
Don't let your pubes stand out. By Manscaped. Yeah. Sponsor of today's podcast. They do say that on their social media. They go, every guy has that one pube. and there's every comment was like, yes. They're pretty funny.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Well, Alexis, I know the first thing this morning you were all excited about something big, and then all of a sudden you started getting annoyed by me, and I don't know if that ruined your excitement of your day about Wheezy.
Nope. Wheezy F, baby! It's coming to Charlotte.
So Lil Wayne is coming in a concert.
He's doing the form. Carter tour. Mm-hmm. All the Carters, which are his best albums, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's on 420.
Mm-hmm. Right. And one of the, didn't you describe it as one of the best things ever that happened to you was a dream you had about hanging out with Lil Wayne?
One of the best dreams I've ever had in my entire life. I went to go see Lil Wayne at a show, somehow got backstage, and he was like, oh, hey, what's up? And he's like, you smoke? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, let's smoke. So we were like smoking blunts, and I told him, you know, do you want to come back to my house? But as friends, like, it wasn't like attractive to him or anything like that. And I was like, you want to go back to my place? I'm like, we can smoke. And he was like, yeah, let's go back to your place. So we went back to my place. We were smoking, fell asleep, woke up. It was Saturday morning, and we put Saturday morning cartoons on and smoked blunts and ate cereal. And it was the best dream that I've ever had in my life, to the point where I woke up because I had to go to the bathroom, went to the bathroom, came back, and continued dreaming the same dream.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
Oh, it was the best dream.
Halfway through that story, I forgot that it was a dream. I was like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Same thing. Like, partway through, I was like, wait a minute, you
smoke weed?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, let's go back to my place. And we were eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch and like watching Saturday morning cartoons. And in my dream, I remember thinking like, oh my God, this is so dope.
What a great day.
My little nephew, he's in his 30s now, but he has a dog named Wheezy.
Because he's a Lil Wayne fan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Khaleesi's name was, my cat's name was almost Wheezy.
It should have been.
Who was it the other day?
No, I'm just saying that's a cool name, Wheezy.
Mm-hmm. Khaleesi's better.
I can't remember if it was... was it when we were all in the car together coming back from Greenville, Alexis, me, you, Rob, and Amanda, and y'all got into a conversation about a lot of people younger than you, will never understand how hot that, what it was like when Lil Wayne was dropping the Carter 2, that in that moment in time, he was the greatest rapper.
He's lyricist the world. Ever.
Yeah.
I was listening to him on the way here. I'm
was
like,
that
some
us
of
having
his,
a conversation there, yeah. Talking about that? Okay.
His like, oh, he's just so good. So good. And I ticket prices dropped today, so I'll see how much the tickets are. I'm not a big fan of the venue that it's going to be held at. I think it's way too small for Lil Wayne, and it's a disrespect to him. But
where's it being held?
At the Fillmore. I'm like, that's so tiny.
It's going to be tough to get a ticket.
Yeah.
It's
going
to sell out in about 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
But he's also going to be in Raleigh, so if I can't buy tickets, I might go to Raleigh.
I wonder if he's doing that on purpose, because it's a special thing. He just wants to do smaller places like that.
Maybe.
You called him Little Wayne.
Little Wayne.
Little
Wayne. He is little.
He said Little Wayne.
He tiny.
Little Wayne.
It's Little Wayne.
Wheezy F baby.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet book.
You love all kinds of people from Louisiana.
Who else do I like from there?
Ace and me. And Jody.
That's questionable sometimes, y'all.
Jody.
Yes, all the time.
You love Louisiana people.
Oh, and Uncle Cy, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's from there.
I do think that'd probably be a pretty good show to go see.
Oh, it's going to be the...
You going to go, Ace? You need to go. Who else is going to be there?
Well, I don't know. I know my wife would love to go.
You ought to be a...
She would love to go. I would just be curious.
Oh, my God. I would love for you to go to that concert. Who else? You?
Yeah, I don't know who else is going to be there.
I think it's a bunch of people.
He just announced it was him. I don't mm-hmm. know who his opener is.
Yeah, I would just be curious to see it.
If Nicki comes on stage or Drake, I would lose it.
Let me tell you what. Nicki or Drake are not going to show up at the film.
They're not coming to the film.
That ain't happening. That is just not happening.
Lil Wayne, come to my house so we can eat cereal and watch cartoons.
Yeah. You've done it before.
What would you wear to that, Ace? Would you wear?
You better not try to wear anything cool that the cool young kids are wearing, because I'm going to be like, don't do that, you old man.
No, just wear like jeans and a t-shirt. Same thing I normally wear to a concert. Jeans and a t-shirt.
No, because he was so mad that those kids were dressing up for the concert. It's like, all right, well, then don't come to our type of concert.
He took offense to the kids dressing up like... 80s people.
Yeah. Thursday night, April 20th, 8 o'clock. How many tickets? Let's see if it says tickets. It says tickets are going fast. Inventory is limited. They're checking availability. Let's see what we got.
Because they were going to do it today. Today's Wednesday, right? Yeah.
That's only 2,500 people, too.
I know. Riggins,
if Ace went to the Lil Wayne concert, would it make it in your weekend review song?
Yeah.
I would like to go.
How hysterical would that be?
It's... General admission, like everything is there. $223 a ticket.
I would pay that, actually.
Yeah. Ace like in the middle of a crowd, just like towering above all the.
Yeah, I would go see Lil Wayne. I would just be curious to see if it's a good show or not.
It's going to be a great show.
It's a great show.
Because I tell you, I was very surprised. I wasn't expecting a lot out of Wiz Khalifa when I saw him with Fall Out Boy that one time. Wiz Khalifa was fantastic. I was very impressed with him.
Wiz, I was very impressed with you.
Yes, you are quite a good performer, young man.
Put on a very
good show.
What time
do the Fallout Brothers come on? I'm sorry. A Fallout Boy. No, I like it. He's into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy. It's going to be packed out.
I know.
It's going to smell like.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, that place is so small. It's going to like smell like. I'm going to be at people's armpits.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a show there. I went to go see Big Sean, and I was in people's armpits.
And that's one of those places that it gets packed. Yeah. In there.
Where is that place? Have I been there?
The Fillmore? Yeah.
Yeah, at the Music Factory.
You've been on stage there before, actually. We did a Christmas show there a couple years ago.
Over there.
Mm-hmm. You've been on stage, huh?
Wow. Hell yeah.
Wow.
I've been on stages all over this damn country.
Wow.
So many I don't even remember, obviously. Yeah, I was in there to feel more.
If I go to this concert, I need the next day off.
Uh-oh.
You might need longer than that to recoup from getting shot.
Why you gotta say that?
Alexis, Mr. Todd just sent a message that said the Charlotte Observer just sent a push notification saying word is out. Beyonce is coming to Bank of America Stadium.
With Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Would you go see Beyonce?
No, I'm not. I don't really. I like her music, but I don't see the hype that everybody else gives her.
Yeah.
And I know I probably am going to upset the Beehive, I just don't care.
Yeah, it's
not I don't see. Right. I don't see what her big deal is. I liked her with Destiny's Child better, honestly.
Yeah, and I like both other members of Destiny. I like the other two Destiny's Children better than Beyonce.
What if Destiny's Child came out at the Lil Wayne show?
That'd be kind of lit. When they did the what's that song that they have together?
Cater to You?
No, it's a country. What is the song that they have?
Something about a soldier, isn't it?
Yeah, Soldier.
Oh, Soldier. Yeah.
I need a soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was on the remix of that.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of lit.
You know, that's very offensive.
Why?
To our men and women in uniform.
Calling
them soldiers.
Yeah.
They ain't soldiers.
It's damn stolen valor.
Exactly.
Soldier.
Doesn't Eminem have a song where he says soldier in it?
Toy soldiers.
Yeah.
Trash.
So does Martika.
Huh?
I thought it was a remake of the Martika. Yeah.
Martika.
Toy soldier. Yeah. Well, he samples it.
He does?
Yeah. Step by step. Is that the song?
What you're singing sounds like the New Kids on the Block, right?
Step by step.
Ooh,
heart,
baby.
Heart to heart.
Yes, you're right.
Heart like toy soldiers.
Martika was fine, too.
She was?
I think Martika was pretty fine.
Martika sounds like a girl's name that I would like.
Martika? She probably got some nice baby hairs.
Who are you dating now? Oh, me and Martika been hooking up.
I think Martika was kind of hot.
We just talking, though. We don't go together. Yeah, we were just talking.
We were just talking.
Oh, that was back when I was talking to Martika.
I need a soldier.
That's bullshit. All right. So there was a whole list of, I saw this morning, a whole list of people that's going to, maybe that was the list of concerts that are in this month in general, not all performing.
In Charlotte, you mean?
No. Just all of them going on like tour or start selling tickets this month. It was in that list of things you had, Ace, I think, of all of the things to look forward to in the month of February.
Hang on a second. I got it right here.
Maybe it wasn't.
It wasn't. The concert list isn't not in here.
I just look at so much stuff, I can't even remember where I see it. But it all sounds like bullshit. I wouldn't think you'd be able to understand much of what Lil Wayne is saying in concert.
In
a live show.
Yeah, I probably won't, but I'm going to know almost every single word.
Let's see what we
you
got.
You going, Riggins?
Yeah. No, I would like
to. You do love Lil Wayne, though.
I love him. and she's exactly right. I mean, it was a moment in time in rap. And he was just putting out mixtapes like every other week.
And he was on everybody, like on everybody's songs.
He was everywhere.
Oh, God, yeah, he had the best. A
bunch of great girls.
I see what you might be interested in here this month. February 7th, Ovens Auditorium, John Mellencamp live and in person. I actually was going to go to that, and I decided not to. But let's see. February 22nd, the Chris Rock Ego Death World Tour at Ovens Auditorium.
No.
I would love to go see Cat Williams Friday the 17th. I think Cat Williams is funny, but I'm not going to be in town that night.
I do, too. I think Cat Williams is way funnier than Chris Rock.
I think Cat Williams is hilarious.
Until he starts getting to that part of all of his routines where he's just being like as sexually vulgar and all as he can be. I don't find that to be funny. But up until that part, I think he's funny with his observations and stuff.
Well, see, I'm trying to get this to load. It's Scotty McCreary at Coyote Joe's.
That is your favorite, Riggins.
Scotty McCreery? Yeah.
American Idol?
Riggins has always talked about how creepy Scotty McCreery is. He's just creepy.
It's creepy. Yeah.
Carrie Underwood at the Spectrum Center, February 8th.
Who's going to that?
Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Hang on a second. I got to make a note. 210. One of my all-time favorites, Corey Smith, is going to be at Coyote Joe's, and I did not know that. Friday night. Hell, and I've never been to a concert at Coyote Joe's. Hell yes, I'm in.
I don't recommend it.
And.
What's wrong with it, Rob?
It's too small.
Oh, yeah. Ace likes that, though. Ace likes being up in the middle of the concert.
Well, because he's tall, so it doesn't, like, affect him as much, too.
Corey Smith is my guy, though. I love Corey Smith so much. Matt Nathanson's coming to town, but that's Valentine's night. I didn't
know he was still a thing. I bet you Gwen's ass will be there. Yep. You know how Gwen that used to work with us loves him. Because he came in the studio one day when he had his hit, and she liked him. So then she just, like, she's still huge Matt Nathanson fan.
Lainey Wilson, February 17th Coyote Joe's.
That's my wife's.
Oh, TJ.
Yeah, that's another Louisiana girl.
February 24th. Who knew? Big Head Todd and the Monsters. What?
Who was Big Head Todd and the Monsters?
They had a hit in the 90s, like 93 or 94 or something like that.
Does he have a big head?
Kay Michelle is going to be at the Fillmore February 26th. TJ, that's your girl.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, if my wife finds out Lainey Wilson is coming, she'll probably want to go to that.
Lainey Wilson?
Mm-hmm. And She's a big country star, young girl from little tiny town in Louisiana, and she actually plays a part on Yellowstone this season. Yeah,
she's the first female to have three country songs in the top 10 in something like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years or something like that.
She's cute.
She's blowing up right now. Let's see, I'm trying to pick just the bigger names.
She a female.
She a female. Carney's sister.
Oh, hell. Saturday, March 25th, Kix is going to be at Amos South End. I'm there. Mm-hmm. What else we got going on? I'm going to that Winery Dogs show on April 2nd. That's going to be awesome.
Is that Nikki Sixx?
The Winery Dogs? Yeah. No, that is Billy Sheehan, Richie Kotzen, and Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater. Richie Kotzen, who was in Poison for a while, and is just a sick guitarist. And Billy Sheehan was the guy that played in David Lee Roth's band. It was in Mr. Big. He's an incredible bass player.
I didn't know Mike Portnoy was going to be there.
Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater rips ass.
Ooh. Rips ass?
Yeah. Queensryche, the Digital Noise Alliance Tour, is going to be at the Underground. Fozzy, whatever. There's not a lot else going on.
You mean you ain't interested in going to see Chris Jericho?
Yeah, I'm not a huge Fozzy person.
So we still don't know who's going to be in the concert with Lil Wayne.
At the Fillmore, I'm betting you just get Lil Wayne and a couple of people you've never heard of before who come out and do about 10 or 20 minutes apiece.
Yeah, it's going to be Lil Wayne and a bunch of effing delinquents. Y'all, in the damn crowd.
I like it. I'm going to throw blunts on the stage.
Throw blunts on stage.
You know who I did that for? When I went to go see what's that rap group from the 90s? Tell me rap groups from the 90s that are very popular.
Onyx.
Dogs that have the last... No, what's his name?
Dogs?
No,
dogs.
No, dogs.
Nate Dogg.
No. Okay, there's a white guy in the group that can rap really, really fast.
What?
Gangster's Paradise.
No, that was Coolio. Okay.
It was one man. Is it D12?
No. Eminem? Yeah. I can't think of the name right now.
Third base?
No. He kind of looked, maybe it was like mixed. Why can't I think of their name? I
want to see them. Color Me Bad. It's a good one.
Tony?
No, it's a group.
Oh, rap group in the 90s.
Maybe he's like not fully white, but maybe like, you know.
You
mixed.
Haven't given us much to go on here.
He raps really fast.
He raps like so fast. Like,
Cypress Hill?
Nope.
I mean,
Profile and Farmer. Is that the guy? Is it that song?
No. Why can't I think of their name?
Well, long story short, he threw a bunch of blunts at him.
Yeah, I threw blunts at them. And nice. they grabbed them and even was like, oh, thank you, that's dope.
I'm dying to know who this
God,
is.
But we're never going to find
it? Out. Because I want to know how far off she is on this.
Her achievements are just, I mean, reach for the sky. I threw a blunt at a rap group that I can't even remember now. That's how cool I am.
I'm having a brain fart.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
If anybody on this show, in this room, thinks that y'all have... a cool persona, people think y'all are cool, then y'all need to step back. Rob, tell everybody the cool thing going on in your life right now.
So, sorry, Rob.
Tomorrow, I'm getting a delivery from a game that I backed in August of 2020, a board game called Frosthaven. Me and my cousin backed it in 2020, spent too much money on it, but it's coming tomorrow. And then this weekend, I'm going to be putting it together so he and I can play next Tuesday and Wednesday.
So you invested in this thing, and you still got to put it together?
Yep.
Yeah. And how many hours do they say it takes to put it, set it all up?
At least a few to put everything together before you can even play.
A board game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way a lot of these are. Yeah. It takes a long time to just set them up.
And I'll tell you that I got the UPS notification yesterday. It told me how much it weighs. 49 pounds.
Wow.
And you said that you and your cousin are going to play Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Why Tuesday and Wednesday?
Those are the days he's off work.
Okay. So how are those plans going to be carried out?
I mean, he's going to stay at my house.
He's coming over to spend the night with Rob so he can play that game 2 days. He's going to stay at Rob's house so they can play it.
Yup.
For 2 days.
I'm not following. It's a board game that you set up that takes hours to set up.
And it takes hours to get like everything punched out of the boards and put into an organizer so you can then play the next time you want to play and pull everything out.
And it's 50 pounds. I mean, like, what is that? I mean, what are you talking? It must be huge.
It's huge. It's the biggest board game ever.
No.
Where do you play?
I don't think y'all are cool.
Yeah, you're right.
This man.
Don't I feel like a
Do you have a... Bag? Is this one of those that you would have to have a special table for?
No. This is a sequel to a game that we've played already. Okay. And that one we were able to play on the table that I have. So I don't think the size of the table will be a problem.
Okay. You say you paid too much money for it. Did you and your cousin split the cost of
it? Yes.
Okay. You don't want to tell us.
I'll tell you how much just the game was, because I got more than just the game. I got a whole bunch of stuff for it. But just the game was 130.
Oh, that's not too bad. If you're going to get two, you know, if it takes you 2 days to play it, that's not bad for days of entertainment.
We won't be done after 2 days. This is a game, like the one that we had before, we played for probably months.
Mm-hmm. Just the two of you?
Yeah.
You can play it with just two people?
Yeah, you can play with up to four.
And are y'all against each other in the game, or are you working together to beat the game?
It's co-op.
Okay, are y'all working with each other or against each other?
We're working together.
Together, okay.
Holy cow. Wow.
Now, why are you being charged with the chore of putting it all together and getting it ready? He's not going to help you with that?
Well, he works. And he's going to come to my house. So.
Okay.
So April on YouTube said, we may need a video of that opening and setup.
Sure.
I would love to see a video. In all seriousness, I would just love to see how that works. I've heard you talk about these games before that are so big. I would love to see maybe one of those, what do you call it, a time-lapse video?
Yeah, I can set up a camera and record it.
Oh, yeah, where you can speed through it, but we show the amount of time it takes for you to set the entire thing up start to finish. That'd be awesome.
Show you how massive the box is going to be.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, record it and then throw it in the trash.
Yeah. You don't need to do all that stuff.
Just the manual alone for this game is like
looked it up?
Yeah, it's like a book.
Yeah, the downloadable version had to be three files.
The internet can't hold it.
And will you read the entire thing, Rob?
I mean, I know how to play the game because it's a sequel to another game, so yeah. I won't read the whole thing, but I mean, there's going to be some new things that I'll have to go over, but
yeah, of course. And damn, that's what he loves.
Yeah,
he loves no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves being a nerd.
I do.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is not a nerd. This is beyond, this is another level.
This is the nerdiest thing. This and D&D are the nerdiest things I've ever done.
Yeah, I mean, he funded the game. He didn't buy the game, he funded it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next edition of Ace at Large, I want to come play a game with Rob just to find out what this is like.
Yes.
And
would you be cool with that, Rob?
I mean, we can figure something out. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said we can figure something
that
out.
Means no.
Yeah. He's like, he doesn't want you cramping his style.
That means you're not coming to my house and being stupid.
Let's put a pin in it or something.
That's what?
Let's put a pin in that. No.
I just thought it would be a cool
idea. You know what? There are no bad ideas in brainstorming until now.
This is crazy.
Because it's a world I know nothing about. I think it would be interesting to learn. But, you know, whatever.
Now, this isn't one of those where you paint your little figurines and stuff. What do you call them? Miniatures?
You can. It has unpainted miniatures in it, and a lot of people like to paint them. But that's just not something I'm good at. So,
yeah.
When we did the things with that game store and we went to the painting things, I enjoyed it. I'm just not good at it.
Okay. Like the sex.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Does Meredith know this is on the way? Like, is she going to throw a fit when you set this whole thing up and it's huge?
Well, she doesn't know it's on the way.
She doesn't know.
No.
She won't care, though.
Will she be surprised when she finds out, or will you give her a tip-off like, hey, today's the day my game's coming, so you know?
I told her that my cousin's staying at the house next week, and I told her that I have a game coming. She just doesn't know the size of it, I don't think.
Yeah, who's going to help you get that in the house?
I'll figure it out.
You can't, your bad back, you can't pick up something that weighs 50 pounds and drag it in the house?
Yeah, we had paper delivered to my house the other day, and I carried it.
You did?
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. That paper's heavy.
Yeah, the paper was just a little bit heavier than this game. Just barely.
You have 50 pounds of paper delivered here?
When we order reams, that big thing of paper, it's a lot.
Oh, it's for work?
Yeah. It's in here. 10 reams of paper.
Okay.
I was happy he went to his house this time.
Yeah. He got reams.
Wow. Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Oh my God.
You know that we're on the radio.
Oh.
Doing the podcast.
Oh, I didn't know.
Love it.
I got my cats.
I got to get in on this game, though.
Yeah.
Well, now
it sounds like something I would love.
Now it's $200 to buy it.
Yeah. Good thing you got in early.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how much is it if you go to the store now and buy Monopoly? How much is that?
I think Monopoly you can still get pretty cheap.
Like what, though?
But like there's all these different versions of Monopoly now, too, though.
Just the original long-ass, boring-ass bullshit Monopoly. How much is that?
We got like 24 bucks.
It looks like 15 25? Bucks on Amazon.
Yeah.
At my house, we own LSUopoly.
Mm. Yeah. Make a lot of different versions of that. But he paid $130. His cousin paid $130. That's $260.
No, he split the $130.
Oh, okay. But then you bought a bunch of extra stuff. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, I'll tell you... you know what? Fine, I'll tell you the whole total. The whole total was $300 for everything I got.
That was your part?
No. That was me and my cousin split it. So
$1.50.
That's what you like. That's what you do. That's like going... That's cheaper than going to a concert.
Yeah.
That's one concert ticket to a lot of shows.
I bought the regular game, some extra missions for the game. An app for the game that will read the story and character voices for me.
I want to hear that.
I have that actually. I'll find it. But I also bought a removable sticker set because I want to be able to play it again.
Does anyone see my removable sticker set?
Sleeves for the cards, and then finally the organizer thing for it.
Flex.
Such a flex. Are you kidding me?
And shipping was $43.
That's the sound of panties hitting the floor right now. Did he say removable sticker set? Organizer? Oh, my God. And an app to read the stories?
In character voice.
In character voices? Holy shit. I'm coming. Over. I'm coming over. Right now. Wowie, that is wild. Because he's already got dozens of games and they're huge. He showed us his collection before. It's towers of these games, and he's got another one that's 50 pounds. If I'm Meredith, I'm like punching him in the head. I'm going nuts.
But she doesn't mind. She likes too.
Doesn't
that's stop. His thing.
Yeah, I get that. I know.
You might spend. What do you spend money on? You don't really spend a lot of money.
I don't spend a lot of money. I don't have a lot. But I'm just saying, like bringing that much of one thing into the house, like anybody with a collection, you're like another one of these things. I'd be nuts. Yeah,
the way my wife is about ice chests with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's not like that as much anymore.
She's cooled off.
Yeah. But a lot of you have been sending messages. It was... Bone Thugs and Harmony that Alexis was trying to think of earlier.
That's who it was.
That's who it was. She mistakenly thought there was a white boy in the group.
Well, he's kind of a little bit light skinned.
throwing blunts at him.
I threw blunts and they saw them and they were like, thank you. Yeah. You're welcome.
Did they say that?
You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh my God. The biggest accomplishment of my life was one time I threw some blunts on stage at Bone Thugs and Harmony, and they got them and said thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's a big deal.
It was a brush with greatness.
Have y'all ever done that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Throw blunts on stage and had somebody pick them up
and be happy about it. I made Bone Thug and Harmony's day. I made their day.
Okay. It's true. You would probably make their day even better if you knew the actual name of the group.
I know it now. I just had a little brain fart.
Through that rap group stuff.
You just got them Bone Thug and Harmony.
Bone Thugs.
With the white guy.
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony. With it was the white one.
He a little creamy. Yeah. Yeah. Their nephew follows me on Instagram. It's pretty dope.
Who, Bone Thugs' nephew?
One of Bone Thugs.
Which one?
Who's the nephew?
No, like which Bone Thug?
Oh, I don't know. That's what. But I know it's one of his. He's a nephew of his. It's on his profile.
My uncle on Bone Thug.
And he was like their opening act.
Which one of them named Harmony?
My Bone Thug nephew.
Or Harmony.
Yeah, so he puts that on his. Be like, yeah. If you were, would you put that on if you were like Bob Wilson? I'm Tom Brady's nephew. Oh, yeah. Tom Brady's my uncle. Yep.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
If I'm trying to get pictures of some titties. On Instagram, I am. That's crazy.
Hmm. Yeah, it was dope.
Super dope.
I've lived, man.
Yeah, you have.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. On the edge, even.
I mean, no, she's on the edge. She lives life to the fullest. When she dies, they're going to say, there's a girl who lived out loud. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She lived out loud.
Yep.
She's hunting for rocks, painted rocks one day, looking at crystals in the sky.
Going to see how mushrooms grow.
Seeing how mushrooms grow and start doing crazy business, working out of a trailer, selling
right. And it's not drugs. It's not just stuff that she goes and does and goes, yeah, it was very interesting. That was really cool. Everything she does touches her soul.
Yeah.
And it is so inspirational. Like growing mushrooms, she came in from learning about growing mushrooms, and she thought, you would have thought that she just had figured out how to fix diabetes.
I cried.
She got emotional.
I cried when I saw them.
She's got a wide-eyed
diabetes.
Yeah.
I kind of envy that a little bit.
The world that we live in is amazing. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It can be beautiful. You got to look at the nice things.
Yeah.
Focus on that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I tell people all the time.
Yeah,
that's
no, you
how
don't.
I live my shit.
Yeah, right. You're like a big thundercloud.
That's not very nice.
You're a big thundercloud.
That's the truth, ain't nice.
Hmm?
I still love you, though.
Yeah, right.
You're saying TJ could use a little bit of that.
Just a little sunshine poke through your clouds.
Hmm. I don't think liberalism is sunshine.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
It's more like Frosthaven.
Yeah, it's more like a lightning bolt right into the heart of freedom.
Oh, God. Shut up.
You're stabbing that bald eagle in the face every time you open your mouth.
You and your damn magic mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Throwing blunts on stage. Yeah. 90s rap groups.
Dreaming about Lil Wayne eating cereal together. The sugar's up. Yeah, we could all learn something from Alexis.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna have that shit out. Oh my God. Wow.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.